This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, man, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Reggie Atitula hanging out with you. We are live at a Texas Star Grill Shops. 59 and Shepherd is the location, and right outside, I mean, just like a cartoon dog, you'll be able to follow the smell of Nico Nico's that are right out front. They got kebabs going, shrimp kebabs, pork kebabs. They got some other ones as well. I haven't forgotten. They got veggie kebabs. They got all the things that you need out there. It all looks good. I haven't dug into it yet. I was like, I gotta wait till lunch. I gotta at least have a little bit of discipline about me.
You know, I'm a creature of habit. Everything happens the same time. And so I eat at 12:15, 12:20 every day. I think I'm going to break that today.
Okay, very good.
Get out there before they're all gone.
Yeah, so come out, see us. Like I mentioned, Nico Nico's is out front. And then come on inside. Go ahead and register. Win a pair of bullpen tickets to Sunday's game versus the Colts. And you can only win those in store. So you got to come in and see us here at Texas Star Grill Shop. You mentioned being a creature of habit. I am as well. So let's do the question of the day, which we do at this time.
Mm-hmm.
NBA season starting tonight. That'll get tipped off. Your Rockets will get going tomorrow evening versus the Hornets. And with that being the case, I wanted to salute that by asking, what's the dumbest thing that you just absolutely love about watching NBA basketball or just the NBA in general? Because it doesn't have to be basketball related. One of the things I love about sports is that obviously you do it for the joy of it, I guess, ostensibly. And there's a lot of things around sports that can bring you joy. And mm-hmm. So I kind of want to appreciate the NBA, at least in this portion of it. And of course, starting on the text line, which again is 713-572-4610, from the 361. I love this. They said the Houston women, and God bless you, you ain't wrong. In fact, I need to make sure that I'm ready to go to the season opener tomorrow, because I went to that preseason game last week, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Aesthetically pleasing.
The people of Houston are beautiful people. I love seeing them. So, yeah, man, that's just going in person.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that. But, yeah, man, it's a fun experience just going to a game, being out there, people watching in some ways, but then just getting the environment and the feel of a live sporting event. Obviously, you do that with, you know, Astros and Texans. And now Rockets will also be in season. Is there something that comes up for you?
What's the dumbest thing? I don't know if it's dumb.
It doesn't have to be dumb. Yeah, but
what's something that that you absolutely love about watching the NBA?
Exactly.
You mentioned mascots in the tees. I just got to mention it again. NBA mascots kick everybody's butt.
Oh, wow.
NBA mascots are better than anything you see in the NFL. Not a lot. But
they're allowed to go off. They're allowed to do a lot more fun stuff, I think.
They have like rivalries with opposing players.
That's right.
You know, they get punched out, and they walk around and interact like very intimately with the crowd and the players and coaches and all that, and they're just funnier looking. they're just like the funniest looking mascots in sports or in the NBA. I mean, the way they do their like their bellies, like, and you know,
I don't know. Baseball might have it, right? Like obviously you have Orbit, and then you have like the Philly Fanatic. You got some.
Those are great
ones there as well.
I'm talking like across the board. You can't go wrong in the NBA.
I don't think you're wrong there.
Yeah, you just can't go wrong.
Fig, do you have something that comes to mind for you when it comes to just like the thing that you absolutely love about watching NBA basketball? Because I know some people bring up like Red Panda, just like the halftime entertainment that you'll get, and it seems like if you go to enough games, you'll rotate through the Red Panda, you know, mm-hmm. on the unicycle, and you'll rotate through like the quick change and the dog doing the tricks. Is there anything for you that comes to mind, Fig?
Yeah, so you mentioned the halftime like performances and stuff like that. I love seeing the random ones like little kids playing basketball. It'd be like a 5-on-5 or something like that. And I'm talking about the little six-year-old kids that's out there just throwing the ball in the hoop and just traveling, double dribble, all that type of stuff. I love seeing that. And also, one of my favorite things is seeing the half-court shot for a check or something like that.
Yeah.
And somebody actually make it. And you see all the players and just random people hugging the person, tackling the person for making the half-court shot. I love that.
You know what is dumb, but I love it, and I think because people are always doing it, is the late-arriving crowd tweets. And later, you know, they show, like, the half-empty seats. Houston a lot, to be honest. But a lot of that has to do with the club level. You know, people are watching, you know, are starting to watch the game on the TVs behind their
getting
seats.
Getting themselves something to sip on.
Yeah, getting something to sip on, doing all that stuff. But I love, like, and it's usually media, the media critics of, like, later on, you know, showing the empty seats. I'm like, dude, you know, by the time the second quarter starts, which maybe isn't a good thing, but it is what it is. See what I did there?
Look, see, it works. No, it's a useful tool.
I was being sarcastic.
No, I thought that works perfectly. I didn't see anything wrong with that statement.
I was being sarcastic. Like, they're going to show up, but everybody inevitably rips the home crowd.
Some other things that come up during the course of this, when you see a coach be really upset and take a timeout, and then they, like, as the players are walking to the bench, they walk past them like a disappointed dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just that moment of seeing a coach just be real frustrated. Just timeout. Ugh.
Yeah.
That's really fun. Some other things that have come up, just especially if you watch, like, if you're really a basketball head and watch on, like, League Pass, seeing other announcers and stuff, announce crews is always fun. Getting a feel for that. Because I feel like baseball, you're always watching through the lens of your team.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I get you on that one, too. I'm with you on that. Halftime or in between quarter interviews, especially Greg Popovich. God, I love that. People hate him, but I just love, because he can be really good, or you don't know what you're going to get, you know?
Yeah.
In quarter interviews in general, and Greg Popovich specifically.
The in-game interviews, I kind of don't love, though. Like,
it's like a train wreck.
I know, but I always feel bad. I'm like, why are we doing this?
You rubberneck. It's like you see.
See,
that?
I don't rubberneck. I'm not a rubberneck. I feel like we're being inefficient by slowing down and trying to. You're not doing nothing. You're not helping here. Keep it moving. Yeah. So I guess in that same way, I guess even in the metaphorical train wrecks, I'm like, let's keep it moving, man.
No, you know, you're not wrong, but it is something that you just have to watch. And then one more that came to mind. Boy, you know, they're all coming to mind now. Millionaires on the front row begging for a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Millionaires.
That's a great point.
Begging for an $8 T-shirt. Because you know that's what the team paid for them.
Exactly.
$8.
And then in addition to that, it's also millionaires or people that have spent an ungodly amount of money courtside begging just for like to like high five the players.
They make fools of themselves. And they're like, I want one. Dude, you spent $7 million on your season tickets or whatever it was.
Somebody said Kiss Cam.
That's kind of cool, especially when it becomes a train wreck.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or just like generally in arena, in stadium kind of dance mm-hmm. camp stuff. I think people really go up for that type of stuff. Someone said, sorry guys, not an NBA fan. After Tim and David retired, they were done. Okay. I mean, the Spurs have had some good teams after that, if that's all you were.
Yeah, they're working their way back, I think.
I mean, sometimes also watching just like the ungodly things that, and I guess that's the nature of sports in general, like that people built that large. Like, it's because I thought about Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
And why is he able to, you know, handle the ball at that level? Mm-hmm. Like, why does that exist necessarily?
Boy, that's the truth.
For me, when it comes down to it, one of the things that I always enjoy is watching a dude who's just like a role player go off mm-hmm. for like 40 points on your team or another team. Obviously, it's a lot better on your team just having that happen. Like a role player have that night. That's always fun, and it feels like that's probably the sport. Well, I guess baseball, you can have a little bit more of that possibility as well, but it feels like basketball is one of those sports where it becomes way more pronounced when you just have a dude who should not be in that space having that kind of star-level game. It becomes super pronounced because they get to do it over and over and over again. Because it's like, oh, man, how is Jeremy Lin doing this right now or whatever?
Yeah. One other thing that I think is – go ahead, Figgy.
Oh, no, I got another one. So one of my favorite things is seeing somebody that's not even in the game get ejected. That's one of my favorite things, man, where they sitting there on the bench and then they look around like, wait, me? Like, why am I getting ejected? What did I do? That's one of my favorite. I don't care. It could be my favorite team, but somebody in street clothes or somebody that's just sitting on the bench get ejected is always funny to me.
The one I was thinking of, Figgy, is, and maybe this is not a great compliment for the NBA because people often say, don't really tune in until the second half or the fourth quarter or whatever. But I always get suckered into the 16-point first half lead, which you know is going to disappear.
That's right.
Man. It's going to absolutely disappear. I'm like, hey, they're in total control. Oh, wait, no, that lead is going to disappear very, very quickly.
From the text line 346, little kids when they imitate the mascot, that's fun. Mm-hmm. Another one, it's nice to have, 832, I like seeing the older African-American lady that always dances at the Rockets game. She always gets everyone hyped. Yeah, just the way that a crowd will always get behind one person. I don't know who that person is. I don't know if there's like a decision before the game, but just once they get the camera to one person and they're going wild, the camera or the crowd just loves it. That communal experience is always fun.
What about the security guard that get the
dancing? That's usually a plant
fun.
Though.
Yeah, I like
it. Oh, look at you not having fun. It's a plant.
It is a plant.
That's it's not fun.
That's
here's
rehearsed.
The thing. Wrestling isn't real. Thanks, Logan. We get it. All right.
Here's the thing about the dancer that gets the fan dancing that gets the most love. And maybe this is a little insensitive, but I fully admit that. Isn't it always like a big person? Like a fat guy or a fat girl?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, look.
Like a fat guy or a fat
Americans,
girl.
As Americans, we love a portly.
That can really do it.
And especially, we love a portly dancer and we love a portly athlete. I don't know what it is about Americans. It tickles our fancy.
Yeah.
Another one is, because I'm a child, when the basket mics or something catch somebody swearing on the court.
And one.
Oh, yes, that's really good. When you get,
and one!
Yeah, that you get the shouts and the exclamations on the court. Yeah, those are really fun.
Give me the flipping ball! I forgot who said
my favorite of all time. You know what it is.
What is it?
Ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie.
Jeez, absolutely. And the 281, love seeing a player getting into it with the crowd, whether good or bad. Yeah, that's always enjoyable. Although I don't really love it when it's like you have a player having like basically pointing someone out to get thrown out.
Yeah.
Because either somebody's been a jerk on the player side, or more than likely.
Why you calling out LeBron like that?
I mean, he be doing it. He does do that. So NBA season, man, we're getting ready to get into that. So excited for that and more as we get going. Your Rockets will tip off at 7 tomorrow evening against the Hornets, and start their quest to figure out what's happening with some of these guys and what this team looks like as they continue to try and push towards a more contending Houston Rockets team. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We are live from Texas Star Grill Shop at 59 and Shepherd. Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL where, oh my goodness, the 49ers are a walking MASH unit. Also, Tua Tagovailoa doesn't want to protect his head, apparently. We'll talk about that and more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.